I informed him that the activities of the BLM in Colorado are critical to the future of our state. BLM controls 8 million acres of land in Colorado, and we know we have over 30% of our lands in federal ownership in our state. I informed that I was very disappointed with the fact that Secretary Kemp Thorne had not given Governor Ritter the request that was a reasonable request to extend the time for a review of the Rome Plateau decision by 120 days. I told him that was not the kind of collaboration that we needed to have as we move forward with the development of oil and gas and oil shale in Colorado. And until I get some resolution from Secretary Kemp Thorne and a more exact sense of the kind of relationship that he wants to have with the state of Colorado moving forward on the development of these natural resources, I intend to hold up his nomination. I will use my power on behalf of the people of the state of Colorado to make sure that the Department of Interior and the BLM don't run roughshod over the state of Colorado. I want to have that understanding not only with the nominee, Caswell, but also with Secretary of Interior Kemp Thorne. I will be meeting with Secretary Kemp Thorne, and I will have a very frank discussion with him about that. I have sat down with Secretary Kemp Thorne a number of different times. I sat with him here in my office when he was going through his own confirmation process. He and I have participated in events here in Washington. We work on a lot of things that are important to the state of Colorado and to the country. This time when I sit down with him, the focus is going to be on what we can do to make sure that the BLM is not running roughshod over the state of Colorado. And the two examples will be the Rome Plateau and the development of oil shale. I support the development of our natural resources in the West. I always have. But I also recognize that it is fundamentally important that we keep our eye on the sustainability of the West, and that means the protection of our natural resources, which bring so much to the area in terms of agriculture and tourism and recreation dollars. I want to speak briefly about the Rocky Mountain National Park Wilderness Act, S-1380. That's an act which I have introduced here in the Senate and is co-sponsored by Senator Allard. We will this afternoon be having a hearing on the designation of the national park as wilderness. It's been a long time in coming. You know, we had to deal with a number of issues that involved the Grand Ditch, which traverses the Rocky Mountain National Park. I think we're at a point where we have an agreement in terms of how we're going to move forward with respect to the ditch. But at the end of the day, the protection of Rocky Mountain National Park as wilderness is something which has been in the making for now nearly 30 years. It was President Richard Nixon who first proposed that the national park be designated as a wilderness area. It's time that we get it done, and I'm very hopeful that we'll be able to get that through the Congress this year. I don't believe that more time doing more of the same is going to change anything in Iraq. I think we need to make some changes. My own view has been that in order for us to have a real change in Iraq, what we really need to do is to make a statement, not only from Democrats, but also from Republicans, that say, Mr. President, we've had enough. We have given the Iraqi people a tremendous opportunity here. It's time to develop a new direction, a new strategy. We need to have a long-term and sustained strategy that will, first of all, result in bringing our troops home, and second of all, we'll salvage whatever stability we can in Iraq and try to move forward to a more comprehensive peace that really needs to necessarily involve the other countries in the Middle East.